The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Take your calls here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. You bring up anything that's on your mind, 855-450-3733. We've talked about everything from Bike Week and the police state on the rise with militarism, disconnecting the police from the average people and making things worse over time. We've also discussed the beheadings, the videos, and there's a new one that literally just came out within the time that we've been doing this radio show. So that's breaking news. We talked about the beheadings from the aspect of the family and how difficult things have been for them, just not only because they've lost their loved one, but because the government agents with whom they've been dealing over the last several years or months have been very uncompassionate towards them, been very rude, threatening even in some cases. The government agents threatening the family of James Foley, the first victim, the first alleged victim of the beheadings by alleged ISIS members in Iraq, that James Foley's family was really frustrated by the poor treatment on behalf of the government officials. You are welcome to share your thoughts on anything that happens to be on your mind. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And I do have the audio track from the third beheading video where the Briton who they were holding is executed, or is allegedly executed. The version of the video that I have found. And it's hard as hell to find these things sometimes online.
Right, because I'd like to say right now, all of you people who upload a video and then call it the original in the title and just in order to get some clicks, there's a special place in hell for you.
It's a terrible thing to do. And, I mean, nobody's going to subscribe to your channel if you put a bunk video up anyway. So I'm not sure if it's really going to get them that much, because people are going to see real quickly that it's not a full-on video. And so they're going to stop playing it. They're not going to play all the way through. Now, I don't know if you have to play all the way through to get credit for a view on YouTube as far as, you know, if they pay you or not. But regardless, it's frustrating. I did find one where there's the speech by the man who was the captive. And then they don't show the sawing in this version. Mm. In the other versions that we've seen, the man begins to saw at the masked man begins to saw at the necks, and then it fades down to black, and then fades in to show the body, or what is alleged to be the body. This video doesn't have any of that. It just has the man making his statement, and then the man in the mask showing the next victim. So I suspect that. Because it's on YouTube, and I link to it on our Google Plus and Facebook and Twitter. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to link over to whichever one of those that you prefer. So if you want to take a look at this for yourself, it's there. And I'm asking for assistance. If you found the actual one, and Ogrish didn't have it this time, I went straight there. They had it last time on the second video. They had that. Mm-hmm. They don't have it yet. For all I know, it may be there by the time we wrap up the show. But we'll play the audio track for you from what we do have here in a moment. Back to your phone calls and thoughts first, though. Kevin, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I wanted to talk about the Bike Week thing. It was not like beating a dead horse.
No, go for it.
No, we haven't beat this horse nearly that much. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you know, the thing that the last guy failed to mention, he brought up the race aspect of it. And, you know, I guess that is there.
Called Black Bike Week?
It is called Black Bike Week.
Alrighty.
The first one that precedes it by a couple of weeks is just called Bike Week. But Black Bike Week takes place in around four blocks going right through our main highway that goes through town.
Okay.
So it clogs up pretty much everything. And, you know, it makes it harder for everybody like me that works in the city.
Sure. That's pretty much true with any event, though. I mean, I've got to say that we have Pumpkin Fest here in Keene.
You can't travel on Pumpkin Fest.
And I wish these, you know, all these stinking tourists that are here spending money at all these businesses where I don't make a penny off of it would go away. But obviously, people want them there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't say that there's not people that don't want them here, but, you know, I guess you could say the mumbles and grumbles that go on whenever Black Bike Week finally comes through, at least, you know, from what I hear, is worse than the one that Bike Week comes up with. And I think it's just because it lasts a few days longer, it seems like, you know, with the people that straggle and stay in town. And it just cuts off the main flow going into the city. And then you have what the first guy said, you know, it pretty much becomes a police state, which, by the way, you were talking about the police that actually just went through a roadblock.
Do you feel free?
I feel safe.
It's the freest country on earth, son.
They're going to free the hell out of me. But
yeah.
It turns into a police state, and, I mean, you can't go through any section of town without getting, you know, without getting at least looked at by the cops, if not worse. And it's not a big town, but that's a pretty big deal to be happening, you know, in Myrtle Beach. It's a real small area.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't think that they should do away with it, but I do know that during Black Bike Week, and you could chalk it up to race or whatever, but the police presence is a lot stronger and the crime goes up. But, you know, there's a number of things that could factor into that. But.
You know what? It's interesting. We saw, I forget which school it was. I think it was in Boston, but there was a charter school that had a lot of real security apparatus, like, you know, metal detectors, armed guards, that kind of thing at the school, like a prison. They had those sorts of accoutrements, and the school got taken over by a new administrator, a new principal, and the first thing he did was get rid of the security staff and get rid of the checkpoints and actually, you know, totally wiped out all the security in the entire school. And some people would say, you know, well, that's crazy because kids are going to start stabbing each other, and, well, that's, you know, the security was there for a reason. Well, it turns out you take away the security apparatus, people start behaving better. The students were not hurting each other as often. There wasn't as much violence as soon as they got the armed guards out of there. So I think that having the extra police presence could actually be stirring up issues.
Well, you know, this, you know, it's police state USA, and I happen to be young enough to have grown up in it, but old enough to be out of it. But, you know, when I went to high school, it was mandatory that everybody carry IDs. And a lot of people like me and the other metalheads decided just to, no, we're not bringing them.
Nice.
And I don't
Civil
really
disobedience.
Know. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know,
I love it.
Most of the time, I probably just forgot it, but, you know, but.
It felt like you were sticking to the man.
So what happened when you didn't bring him? What were the consequences?
If you didn't bring it, you would get an ISS, which stands for in-school suspension, and you would go to a classroom with all the other troublemakers for the day. And if you're me, you would sit there and listen to music and read Stephen King till the end of the day. It probably happened to me about 6 times, and there's really, unless you got a behavioral problem, they're not going to expel you or suspend you outside of school. And really all that it does is, if you think that the school is actually educating you, all it actually does is take away your education for the day, which
right. And that's the most baffling thing about in-school suspension to me is exactly what are you trying to teach this kid? And, you know, the only times I guess I ever had to worry about something like in-school suspension, I could have left at any point. So I don't know. I mean, it's just very confusing. But I think they've raised the age now to 18. At the time, it was 16. But any kid,
in New Hampshire, you've done that.
It's probably across the nation in different places. It's probably not just New Hampshire.
Well, it was New Hampshire that raised it from 16 to 18. You're talking about the...
Do you think that New Hampshire is the only state in America that has raised the age from 16 to 18? Or do you think that somehow our legislators just got this idea on their
own? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that your mileage may vary. It may still be 16 where you are.
Just to be clear,
your
mileage may vary, but every student out there can talk to their parents about being homeschooled so everybody can leave. If they want.
Kevin, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. As far as the whole, you know, you can leave if you want. I know I was 18 and didn't have enough credits to get early dismissal, as they call it here. And I ended up having to just pick up one class at the end of the day. And I asked if I could leave at the, you know, after my, you know, this class doesn't matter. What do I need it for? And I was told no.
Ask a bureaucrat permission, you're going to be told no.
The answer is no.
Especially if you're in a government school. Thanks, Kevin, for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Better to ask forgiveness than permission. And a lot of people, when they're a teenager, even because you've turned 18 doesn't mean you've been educated as to your rights and what it means that you've turned 18, what sort of legal changes happen. So, you know, many people are still in the dark about that. So, therefore, they would believe what they're told by the bureaucrats. Sure. They seem authoritative. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You take control here of Free Talk Live. We got the beheading audio coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,249.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,295.12, $647.56 for a half ounce, or $323.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,295.12, $647.56, and $323.78.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Still to come, the audio from the video of the alleged third beheading. Now, the video version that we've found thus far does not actually contain gore, as the last two videos had, where the last two videos showed what was ostensibly the body of the victim and the head of the victim sitting on top of the body. You do not see footage like that in this version of the video that I have posted on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. So I suspect that the one that we've posted is not the original. So if we do find the original, we will repost that for you to inspect, if you care to. And if you don't care to, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all.
It's a horrifying idea that people are being executed over there. But it's also not hard to understand why it's happening. I mean, these guys are upset. The ISIS folks are upset about bombing campaigns that are killing their friends and probably family members. People are being lives are being destroyed, and so they feel like they have to take lives in response. And this is a cycle of violence.
Well, they're violent as hell already. What they're trying to do...
Sure, they're a state.
They're dissuading the United States from being involved in their violence in the hopes that
dissuaded them.
They have not, and they likely will not.
Right.
What they likely have done is sealed all of their death certificates with this.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that, yes, I do.
U.S. military's campaign is going to be successful against these guys?
I think that they're going to do what they're going to do. I mean, I don't think...
They're going to play defense, just like the U.S. has been against defenders all this time in Iraq. And ultimately, you know, they've had a tough time against a ragtag group of insurgents over there.
What they've done is they've killed people, created more enemies. But that doesn't bring back the dead people.
That's true.
The people, I'm claiming the people in ISIS are likely to die.
More will join.
Not that the organization ISIS won't morph into something else, because the United States fought Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which is what ISIS was ahead of time, in Iraq, helped them in Libya, helped them in Syria, and now is fighting them again in Iraq. Meh. Color me unimpressed.
Well, they haven't wiped out the terrorists yet, Mark, so I don't think they're going to be wiping them out this time, because the more people they kill...
The terrorists can't be wiped out, Ian.
That's what I'm saying. It sounded like you said the U.S. was going to wipe them out or something
like
that. Yes,
they are going to wipe these people out.
But there will be more of them.
That's
correct.
Because
for every bomb that's dropped, for every life that is extinguished, there are people connected to those people who get upset, rightfully so, and decide they're going to do something about it. Now, I don't believe that violence solves problems. I don't support what ISIS is doing, and I don't support what the government is doing either.
I think violence can solve problems, yes, but I don't think that it's a good solution in this circumstance, especially when you've been doing it for decades and it hasn't been working.
Well, feeding into the cycle of violence does not solve problems. It just creates more violence, which is what we're seeing happen here. One beheading results in more bombings, resulting in another beheading, resulting in no more bombings. And it's not going to end until somebody breaks the cycle and says, we're going to stop this now. And, of course, the U.S. government is not going to do that.
Nope.
And I don't think the ISIS guys are going to do it either. Your thoughts
are
welcome.
They're not going to do it.
855-450-FREE. Something that you can do. You can't control what the federal government does. Your votes will not control what happens. You know, if you vote in 2016, that likely will have no effect whatsoever on Middle East policy. That will continue to warmonger over there. So what you can do is you can have an effect in people's lives, and you can help out folks who are being attacked by the government, people who are being attacked in the court system, like Andrew Jones. He is one of the alleged administrators of the Silk Road, which is an underground black marketplace where all kinds of interesting products are available to be sold. The government tried to shut him down back last year. Silk Road popped back up. And four alleged administrators were arrested. One of those four is Andrew Jones. He's a Free State Project participant. He, like many thousands of individuals, has plans to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, but he can't move. He's on house arrest. He can't leave his parents' house until this legal situation is dealt with. He's facing the rest of his life in prison over running one of the most infamous websites online. Some say the Silk Road's a terrible place. I say it's a heroic operation that has saved lives and has helped keep people healthy by, or at least as healthy as possible, considering they're using, you know, illicit narcotics. But because, you know, the Silk Road actually makes the drug market safer, it makes the products better, and so people have literally not died of overdoses and not died of being robbed and beaten when they were doing drug deals. So the Silk Road has helped keep people alive, there's no doubt about it. So I think Andrew Jones is a hero if he actually did run the Silk Road, which he may not have, in which case he's a man wrongfully accused. And you can help support him by going to DrewsDefense.org. That's DrewsDefense.org. org. We go to your calls, and then we'll get to the audio from the video of the beheading, the most recent one that literally just hit the internet within the last couple of hours. Fred, though, is first listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hey, Fred.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, we're doing a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You guys are the only people that talk about hemp on a positive sense. And
hemp is a positive thing?
Okay. You mean the only people on the radio who talk about hemp positively?
Yeah, most of Americans will talk positively about hemp.
I know. And as far as the bike week, I live in Surfside. I'm about 5 miles from Myrtle Beach. But the people that start the trouble, it's like the same thing in Ferguson. There are people that don't live there.
Yeah, that's certainly true.
Trouble.
That's certainly true with like college kids here in Keene, New Hampshire. They're more likely to be starting issues and destroying property because, as you say, they don't live here. They're not going to be, after the next 3 years are up, they're going to go out of college and they're going to go probably back to New York or wherever.
But on the positive, our taxes are cheaper because they have a lot of bike week here. They have Holly Week and this and that week. And our tax, if we pay much more tax, property tax, if they didn't happen. So,
Fred, anything else you want to share with us tonight?
Yeah, about the thing in Iraq. Just I'll say one word: crusades. Remember
what that? Is that supposed to mean?
It never ended. How long did it take for that? How many crusades were there? How many people got killed? And it's still going on. Those people don't like people.
Well, those people don't like people is a very generic statement, and I don't know who you mean. When you say those people, who do you mean?
The people, the Turks, the Arabs, whatever you want to call them.
That's a ridiculous thing to say.
I mean,
to make a statement like that is like saying that all Irish people are drunk, and it sounds kind of bigoted.
Only most Irish people are drunk.
It sounds kind of bigoted. Thank you, Fred, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. People like people in a lot of cases. A lot of people like people. That's why we mostly get along in the world. There's not rampant violence everywhere because people like people, and the people they don't like, they don't have to really talk to or deal with in a lot of cases, so it's not really that big a deal of the people you don't like. You don't have to go around killing everybody you don't like. Are there extremists who don't like anyone or who hate everyone who's not in their particular religion? Sure. Those people exist, and they're Christian extremists, and they're Muslim extremists, and they're other extremists.
I think there are also cultural differences. I think that you can see different cultures react differently to different situations.
Sure, in New Hampshire, it's more likely that somebody walking by you on the street will look at you and acknowledge your presence and say hello to you.
Yeah.
Whereas in larger cities like New York, for instance, that may not be as common. That's a cultural difference.
No,
for sure.
Yeah. You're just more likely to get asked for money if you make eye contact in big cities.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. There's a new beheading video, or what is alleged to be a beheading video, of the most recent victim. We have the audio track from it. We'll play it for you here. We'll see what they have to say. In moments, you can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, we'll talk about the outer net. You've heard about the internet. Have you heard of the outer net? It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Stride Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Stride Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's the Live Saturday Show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us here on the air at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. What is Pro XPN, you may be asking? Well, it's a global virtual private network. If you care about privacy online, and you should, if you've been paying attention to the news in the last year with the Edward Snowden revelations about the NSA and security not basically not existing on the internet, you have to take steps. You have to take action to protect yourself. And ProXPN is part of the actions that you should be taking. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can download their software there for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Linux users, there's a setup process for you, but it's a little bit different. Pretty easy, though. ProXPN.com/FTL. The software is free. You just download it, get started. You can connect to ProXPN and try it out. Now, the bandwidth is limited on the free account, but basically what ProXPN is doing is they're encrypting your data connection, meaning your internet service provider will no longer be aware of what it is you're doing or where you're going or what you're searching for. They're probably logging all of that information right now and maybe keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases. Put a stop to it by going to proxpn.com, getting started with ProXPN, and then upgrade when you're ready to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world, as well as the ability to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online surfing habits. You can get it for 50% off the price of the annual account by using our special promo code. That code is FTL, like Free Talk Live, and then the number 50. That's FTL50 to get 50% off. Brings the price down to around $5 a month on that annual account. But if that's not good enough, then pay with Bitcoin and save 62%. use this code in the case of Bitcoin. It's FTLBTC. So either code will work, FTL50 or FTLBTC. Get a great discount on privacy protection that is priceless at proxpn.com/FTL. Here is the audio track from the most recent video allegedly posted online within the last couple of hours by members of ISIS. It purportedly shows hostage David Haynes' beheading. Now, the video that we're going to play the audio from is a minute 28 long. It's from a channel on YouTube called You Face News, and I did put the link on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. You can access all three of those by going to news.freetalklive.com. And I believe this is not the full video. I suspect there's maybe a few seconds missing of possibly some slicing at the throat. If this video was made like the other ones have been, the first two, there were scenes of throat slicing, but no blood. It fades away as the slicing begins. The other videos faded away as the slicing begins. It then faded away from fading into black, then from black fading back into a shot of the corpse, with the alleged victim's head perched atop of the corpse. The gore is missing from this particular video, so I suspect there's another one out there, and when we come across it, we'll let you know. But here's the audio, and that's obviously the most useful thing for radio anyway. So normally the videos start with a statement from the beheading victim prior to the beheading, and that is what this one does.
My name is David Cawthorne Haynes. I would like to declare that I hold you, David Cameron, entirely responsible for my execution. You entered voluntarily into a coalition with the United States against the Islamic State, just as your predecessor, Tony Blair, did, following a trend amongst our British prime ministers who can't find the courage to say no to the Americans. Unfortunately, it is we, the British public, that in the end will pay the price for our Parliament's selfish decisions.
I'm going to just stop it there before he goes on. There's nothing inaccurate at all about what he's saying here. It's the British public and the American public who are going to pay the prices for the politicians' decisions, because the politicians sure as hell aren't going to be on the battlefield catching bullets, and they're not going to be the ones getting abducted and having their heads cut off, because you can damn well better believe that if Barack Obama's wife or daughters were the ones that were being held by these militant folks, that there sure as hell would be several rescue missions put into this. They damn well would raise whatever they needed to go in there and do what they needed to.
Likely things would be entirely different, right?
Yeah. But these poor folks, the people that love the men who've been executed thus far, they have been hamstrung. They haven't even been allowed to try to raise money to pay the ransoms to get their loved ones out. They're not allowed to do anything. They can't even lift a finger to interfere with that situation. Let me continue here with the audio.
This British man has to pay the price for your promise, Cameron, to arm the Peshmerga against the Islamic State. Ironically, he has spent a decade of his life serving under the same Royal Air Force that is responsible for delivering those arms. Your evil alliance with America, which continues to strike the Muslims of Iraq and most recently bombed the Haditha Dam, will only accelerate your destruction. And playing the role of the obedient lapdog, Cameron, will only drag you and your people into another bloody and unwinnable war.
Now, at this point in the video, there's a cut, and that's, I think, where they're cutting out the gory part, whoever it was that put this video online, I imagine because they didn't want YouTube to pull it down or something like that. So that's where there's a cut, and then there's another scene where the British voiced man in the mask says something I couldn't make out when I first played it through, so Mark, maybe you'll be able to understand him here. In the final scene, is as has been with all of the three of the videos so far, the final scene, he's got the next victim. So they've got the fourth victim sitting there, kneeling down, and they're showing who this person is. He doesn't name him at the end, but someone will probably have his name here shortly, I imagine, in the mainstream media. Here's the remainder of the clip.
Cameron, persist in fighting the Islamic State, then you, like your master Obama, will have the blood of your people on your hands.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what exactly he says there, but the blood of people are going to be on your hands, and that much is certainly true. These politicians...
It sounds like he called Obama a name.
No, he's talking to Cameron.
But like the something Obama.
Let me play it one more time.
In fighting the Islamic State, then you, like your master Obama, will have the blood of your people.
Oh, like your master. You, like your master Obama, will have blood of the people on your hands.
Got it.
So there you go, Mark. Any thoughts on the new video here?
I feel terrible about these things. They're just so awful. I guess that this is... This is just sort of a reasonable expectation of what's going on in the Middle East. Yeah, they're not, you know, a lot of these people aren't going to like your meddling. Do I like those people? No.
No,
I think that these are awful, disgusting individuals that wish to take over governments. But those are the kinds of people that rise to power. I mean, take a look at our system. You have to be a narcissist. You have to be a sociopath to get into these offices of power.
Pretty much.
So, in this case, are they more brutal? Yeah, they are. But the United States has killed far more people in the Middle East through bombing campaigns over the course of the last couple of decades, or last decade or so, than this ISIS has.
Well, I can't say that
Americans, that's for sure.
And I don't see how you can say that the ISIS guys are more brutal than the United States. I mean, if you just look at raw numbers of dead people, I imagine a lot of those dead people died in very brutal, horrifying manners, with various different limbs missing, and then, you know, bleeding out after having experienced a nearby explosion. That's pretty brutal too. I mean, that's sick.
Agreed, but you know, the fact is Americans don't see it.
No, that's just true.
We don't get to see these things, as opposed to not get to, but we don't have to see these things because our news media won't show it.
They
won't show soldiers coming back in bags.
Yeah, that's why the Vietnam War ended when it did. It was because the media back then was showing it, and people didn't like what they saw.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about something good. Let's talk about some good news, some exciting technology news. I've been holding on to this story for a few days now, ever since I discovered this interesting company or this group called Outernet. Mark, have you heard about this yet, Outernet?
I've only heard what you've said about it.
I haven't said anything about it on the air.
No.
According to the story here over at Fast Company, FastCoLabs.com is their site. In 2013, when Typhoon Haiyan brought down most of the Philippines' cell phone and radio towers, bringing information to a standstill at a crucial moment. The same thing happened again earlier this month in Ukraine. I don't know when this was written, by the way. But at this time, it was men with political motives, not nature, probably a few months ago. Not nature that severed access to the country's largest internet service provider. A fledgling system of low Earth orbit satellites known as the Outernet might mean an end to information outages like this. Let's talk about how they're planning on doing that here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. We can take your calls about anything you want. Actually, you have some pretty exciting technical news here that we're going to share about helping people all around the globe who don't have access to the internet get information in a way that has heretofore been impossible. I'm pretty excited about it. It's called OuterNet. Their website is outernet.is. We'll continue that discussion here, or we'll kind of actually get into it. We just barely scratched the surface in the last segment. The we tonight includes me, Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention. It's coming up. Keenvention 2014 is October 31st through November 2nd. And it's happening here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we host this radio program. There will be probably, if it's anything like last year, which was the first year, we'll have about 100 people showing up. And we'll be talking about activism, the variety of activism that you'll find here in New Hampshire, with, of course, the Free State Project moving here to New Hampshire with thousands of liberty-oriented people making the move and getting active here. We want to focus on those activists and what they're doing, and that's what we'll be doing with Keenvention. There will also be some fun social events like our Friday night Halloween party for the very first time ever, thrown by our very own Derek J. Freeman. So go to keenvention.info, learn more about the event there, get hotel information. It's $60. That gets you in for the entire weekend at Keenvention. It's a great price for a really fun event last year. Keenvention.info. As we continue here, the story from Fast Company about OuterNet. OuterNet.is is their website. It's a proposal to provide access sort of to the internet to 4 billion people around the world, to all the people who do not have internet access. I was shocked when I saw that number because here, we're living in an urban area. There's plenty of internet available where you and I are, Mark, and it's easy to take for granted that, well, other people must have this access too. Turns out they don't have it.
Yeah, their problem's clean water.
Yeah, it may come as a shock to anyone reading this article, but as pervasive as the internet is in 2014, two-thirds of the world still does not and has never had access to it. That's almost 4 billion people who don't enjoy the same access to the open and free information that you and I do. That 60% doesn't even cover when man or nature steps in to take the infrastructure out. We're just talking about people living in places too remote, too costly, or too poverty-stricken to make it worthwhile to set up internet infrastructure. But more and more, access to information seems like a basic human right. Now, I don't agree with that particular perspective, but I understand why people feel that way. Right up there with access to clean water.
And everything I've gotten used to is a human right.
And that's exactly the attitude of Syed Karim, the creator of OuterNet, a free, universally accessible information service that beams internet information, be it entire websites like Wikipedia, emergency broadcast messages, or video classes from the Khan Academy, to any Wi-Fi-enabled device across the globe. We fundamentally believe that in order for our species to advance, for humanity to get to the next step of development, that no one can be denied a certain level of education and information. If there's a curiosity, it should be satiated. And that's a fine belief to have. And this man is moving to do it on his own. He's not asking, to force people into paying for his program. He's come up with an idea, and he's moved ahead with it, and he's found supporters. And it is, as Fast Company points out, an ambitious project. Using open-source hardware and software, Karim and his team will launch hundreds of nano-satellites into low Earth orbit in 2016. These satellites will encircle the planet, delivering packets of information, much in the way BitTorrent does now, to anyone on the globe, as long as they have a Wi-Fi-enabled device. Now, that statement is different from my understanding of this particular program and how it works. I don't know about these little low Earth satellites, the hundreds of them. What I know is that, and maybe the plan, maybe this journalist didn't really understand what the plan was, but my understanding, at least in its current iteration, is what they're doing is they're renting time on free-to-air satellite systems. Just like we are, Mark. You and I have, I've got a LRN.FM, it's our little, my little internet network, and I put it on free-to-air satellite.
Well, the reason they want to put their own satellites up is so they're not beholden to anyone.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay. And they are little satellite, little tiny boxes that float up in the sky, and they would have more control, and they'd be able to cover more stuff.
Ah, well, right now they're not doing that part of it. They do have their signal up, though. They've actually got the signal up. It's operational, so this isn't just pie in the sky. This... I don't know if that wasn't intended. It wasn't intended as a pun, but this is happening. This is real. It's not just an idea. Anyway, he says, I've been thinking about this problem for almost 7 years. I started actively working on it about 4 years ago, and he originally enrolled in graduate school, et cetera, et cetera. But only after he left graduate school and began working for Chicago Public Radio, this idea fully took shape. And so he was asked to head a product development at Chicago Public Radio, where he began exploring data casting in more detail. It's data casting that lies at the heart of the OuterNet, and it's also why his solution is so much less expensive and easier to deploy than other global internet networks like Facebook's Internet.org and Google's Project Loon. Now, I have to admit, I don't know anything about those other two projects. So I'm interested in learning about those as well.
Like drug dealers, they give you the first one free.
OuterNet is a one-way platform, and this is one of the ways it's different. It will broadcast free data to any Wi-Fi device on the planet, but will not at first allow those receiving the broadcast to broadcast back. So essentially what they're doing is they're selecting a library of content.
Yeah.
They're sort of curating the internet, so to speak. Okay, Wikipedia, that's a no-brainer, right?
Like, yeah, that's the one.
Put Wikipedia up there and other informational stuff. And
porn. Lots of porn.
I don't think you're going to get that, Mark.
No, that would be good.
No, the bandwidth is very limited on OuterNet. They're paying for bandwidth to up on Galaxy 19 satellite across North and Central America.
I just heard that the internet was for porn, so I assumed that would be what it would be about.
They're also up on Hotbird across Europe and in the Middle East. So they've covered already quite a bit of the globe just getting on those two satellites. So anyone with a free-to-air receiving dish and the right equipment can do this. They can receive this signal, and they can then broadcast that signal out via Wi-Fi. So sort of the example is that, you know, some village out in the middle of nowhere with no infrastructure whatsoever, but except for a generator to, you know, make power, can have internet now, essentially. They can have this one-way internet, which would deliver all kinds of information, which heretofore has been impossible to deliver to these places.
It's really great that some kids out in, you know, some remote village can... You know, when they turn on the generator or the 1 hour a day, the school can use it to get Wikipedia.
Our initial focus is on solving a very specific problem, the lack of access to a basic level of information and education for all of humanity. He says OuterNet's not the internet. It's simply the fastest and least expensive way to deliver rich content to the large fraction of humanity who cannot afford the information that many of us take for granted. Once that's addressed, we'll work on the more complicated and significantly more expensive task of providing low-cost, two-way internet access. But that one-way information is nothing to scoff at. For the first time ever, an additional 4 billion people would be able to receive, download, and store data locally on any Wi-Fi device. Now, just to be clear, you don't just get to carry around a Wi-Fi device and receive Wikipedia on it with OuterNet. You have to have a satellite dish receive the signal first, then broadcast. Hook into a Wi-Fi router or something that can create an access point that anyone with a Wi-Fi device can access.
I wondered about that.
Yeah. So the humanitarian and political implications of this are huge. And in a natural disaster scenario like Philippine typhoon, OuterNet could have easily broadcast entire websites full of medical and rescue advice to victims across the country. In Ukraine, it could have enabled those in the resistance movement to share up-to-date information from one Wi-Fi device to the next, no matter if Russian sympathizers took down all of the country's internet service providers. So I have to say, I'm pretty excited about this. The Fast Company article gets into more details about it. I've actually reached out to OuterNet, and they're looking for content partners. So, of course, I thought, well, gosh, we can provide content. We do that pretty good here at Free Talk Live. We do a show 7 nights a week, and they can put out there whatever they want to put out there. So maybe they'd be interested. I don't know. The pitch that I sent, the guy that responded said he was interested. He wanted to talk, and so we'll see what happens. I think it'll
wonderful.
Be pretty cool. Let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. We've got Brock. He's in Guilford, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brock.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just out in the rain here, sitting in the car, but I was listening to 1350 AM. That's how high-tech I am and listening to the AM radio.
WEZS. It's a great station out in Laconia.
Well, it'd be better if it broadcast you all week, so I'll be working on
good,
that.
I've got good news for you. If you're up at 4 in the morning, you can hear Free Talk Live all week long.
I was the other night. I think I woke up to how to make acid run through an engine block.
Yep, that sounds like Free Talk Live.
Yeah,
Thermite.
Very, very interesting. And
Brock, you've got about 20 seconds here. I apologize for the short shrift.
That's okay. I just want you had a topic earlier that made me want to call, and you're talking about ISIS and comparing America, and I just want to remind the people, don't forget Waco, Ruby Ridge, and all the other, like, MOVE, and, all the other times America's bombed its own people, killed children doing so. So I believe ISIS is just another branch of our own government.
Well, that's a great point. ISIS wants to be a state just like every other state. They're killers, and they're dangerous, and
yes,
the difference between them is really, difference in degrees.
States killed more people in the 20th century than heart disease did.
Absolutely true. Brock, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And I'll put a link up to OuterNet on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. You can check them out on your own time. I'm pretty excited about it. And we'll come back with more tomorrow night for the Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. See you then.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.